RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, Homemade Broadcast episode 473. Scared the crap out of Anna just like that, but I wanted to let her know, lights, camera, action, we're ready to go.
Live. I'm in person.
Live right here. This is not Chat GPT. This is not artificial intelligence. And this is not live. It's not a live stream anyways.
It's not.
Because I'm on, this is week four of my internet being... I don't know how else to describe it. I fix it and then it just starts doing the same thing all over again.
Just hoeing again.
Just drops out, connection drops, and then that's unfortunate for live streams because obviously you want to be able to live stream.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you drop out of the stream, you're not live. But that's okay. We're gonna do a video anyways, and Anna was kind enough to travel a few miles down the road and be here in person. So welcome, Anna.
Thank you for having me. It's good to see you in person. I feel like that we do our best shows. And it also reminds me of a simpler time.
Truly.
When you and I used to be a dynamic duo back in the day. So that makes me happy.
Yeah. Yeah, we are kind of squished together here because I live in a box.
Because I'm crazy with dates, and I did peruse on Facebook today that there's a memory from 3 years ago.
Oh.
Would you like to venture a guess?
I know it because it popped up on my on my feed. It was coronavirus coverage on the bomb.
Yes. Michael Tang.
Michael Tang.
Michael USF. Tang, who was one of the first people to disclose to us that, in fact, this looked like it may have been derived from the AIDS virus.
You know, I had talked about that before, how there was a member of a credentialed group that in March 2020 was telling us that this looked funky, and I never said his name. And today you went ahead and broke it that it was in fact him.
It was. And again, this is before, this was during the beginning of the 2 weeks to stop the spread. Remember that cute game? Yes, we had this guy on, and then in private, he says, like, this looks like it's been, tampered with.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? This is from a pangolin that, you know, was from a bat chili. Yeah, exactly. And he, in fact, was like, I don't know, man. This looks like it's from AIDS. And I was like, shut up, you conspiracy, you know, crazy man. Yeah, it turns out he may have been right all along. So turns out virologists know something about, I don't know, viruses.
Well, that makes me wonder, like, that guy is... Not to say that the University of South Florida, it's my alma mater, go Bulls, but not to say that it's not it's not Stanford. It's not Yale. You know what I mean? Like, no disrespect to the good doctor, but he saw it and like he didn't come forward with this information. He was kind of like, just between you and me, I don't want to say this on the radio, but it looks like it may have been altered.
Right. Yeah.
So if he knew it, from point being that I'm kind of trashing my own school here, but it's not Stanford, okay? So this is an epidemiologist from the University of South Florida that saw this early. Like, I would think that with their training, every epidemiologist... Was he an epidemiologist?
Virologist. But
virologist. Okay. Yeah. Okay, virologist. That any virologist would have seen this thing and go, oh, yeah, something's off here. Were they afraid? Or did they not see it?
I think he was kind of towing the line because at that point in time, even like late 2019, I believe they were chucking out that this was from a wet market. Like, remember when it was just this like weird virus in China and then it hit Seattle and then it, you know, obviously it spread all over the world in the United States, most importantly. But at that time, they'd been suggesting that it was from a wet market for about 3 months. So I think he knew that that was kind of the going narrative. Yeah. And he was just like, to me, it looks this way, but I'm not trying to ruffle feathers. And also, I think we were asking him mostly about symptoms. Like, you know, like, how do you catch it? What are the symptoms? Like, the transmission, stuff like that. And I think we may have just kind of left out origin, because I guess maybe in my mind, it was like assumed that that's where it's from. It's from nature. So for him to kind of say that behind the scenes, and yes, I'm exposing you, Michael Tang, because everyone's comes and set out with however, you know, low confidence, medium confidence, whatever, that it was in fact leaked from a lab. Yeah, he knew it all along, it seems, or at least suspected it. So
yeah. So I mean, I would imagine then that every person with training who's gone through schooling and understands what these viruses at least are on the base level, even though this one's one that they haven't seen before, they knew kind of what they were looking at, that it was a coronavirus, and they know what the was it the biology? Was that the word that you would use of the physiognomy? Is that a word? Does that make sense?
I would say the molecular structure.
Okay. What the pieces that are on it are.
Yeah.
The proteins, the
DNA.
DNA, yeah. So, I mean, they kind of know what they're looking at. And then it was probably pretty easy to tell that, like, yeah.
That looks familiar. It's like looking at a familiar face. Like, where do I know you from? Mm. Oh, right. You're from AIDS. Cute.
I think that's what he used. I don't know if that ended up being the case or not, but I remember him saying, and I guess not the cat's out of the bag, that one of the, I think he said like protein spikes was from the AIDS virus.
Yeah.
And that's what made it particularly contagious to human beings.
Yeah.
And I remember I was doing the lab leak in April 2020 on this show. Mm. I was like really in depth on figuring this stuff out. Yeah.
Another memory, because I know it was the same day as the Michael Tang interview, was 3 years ago today, we filed, we being my roommate and I, filed an incident report against her ex-boyfriend who is now dead.
Oh, that's right.
Because it was that morning that he started making death threats. And then I was like, yeah, I think it's time to call the popo. And this was a good time for the popo. This was March 2020. So, you know, they had two good months left before everything went to the turlet. But we called the cops and filed an incident report against this guy who was acting crazy. And then it turns out about 6 months later in October, maybe 7 months later in October of 2020, that same year, he ended up killing his next girlfriend and happy ending himself. So, you know, wow. Problem solved. But I do remember that it was today, because then I went into work and I was like, all right, focus. We got a virus and we got a crazy ex-boyfriend. So anyways, yeah. Hashtag memories, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time really flies. I tell you, I'll never forget those sweet, sweet memories of murder and viruses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just good times.
Early days. And it's sick to say that, like, it was a weirdly exciting time where, you know, I had thoughts of I could gain 20 pounds and lose it and no one would know. Like, all these weird, am I not going to see people for a year? Like, I don't know. What is this world we're about to embark on? So
it was exciting. You're kind of right. It was
sick scary, way.
But it was, you really didn't know what to expect day to day. You didn't know if
it was uncharted territory.
I mean, I would sit there in my yard, and I remember I would on Fridays I would grill a steak and on my little charcoal grill, and I would, you know, drink something, bourbon or wine or whatever, and kind of get drunk. And I remember ambulances being next door and wondering what that was about, mm-hmm. and if the zombie apocalypse was finally about to pop off right now.
Right.
And it was like, it was scary. It was kind of like, I remember when you heard that somebody got it, like they tested positive. And
that girl,
like,
that
oh
called in
God.
In Sarasota, she got it when she was in Milan or something.
Yes.
And she, yep. she came to Florida and then gave it to the whole state.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember yeah. her. Her name was like Crystal or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember her name. I remember what she looks like.
Kayla. It was something with a K or C.
Yeah,
I certainly remember that. And it was a weirdly exciting time where, much like you mentioned, you were drinking bourbon. I remember the thing on like Instagram or social media was like, I don't know what day it is. And like, I'm baking bread and like all these weird things. You know, people are encouraging us to stay home and watch that TV show you always wanted to watch and never got into, or read that book you've always been wanting
Tiger
to watch.
Tiger King. The world, epic. At least the United States. I don't know how much it traveled, across the world.
I think it was a global phenomenon.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely at least a nationwide phenomenon here. Everybody kind of bonded around that show and watched it, and it became such a massive hit. Which, by the way, Joe Exotic has thrown his name in the hat to be president in 2024.
From prison?
Yeah, he announced his candidacy, I believe, today. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah. What a fun time.
Yeah. Was. Just thinking back about how, you know, in 2 weeks we can stop this, and it's 3 years later. And I would say at least in my estimation, it's effectively over. But there's remnants. It's like war, you know. It's like 9/11. Things will never be the same.
People want to hold on to it. There's definitely some people out there who want it badly. Because I think they can use it as a tool for whatever sort of policies and politics they would like to enact.
Or excuses for why they were unable to do certain things.
Yes, that too. Or just being like somebody. Like, the losers were somebody during that time. They're like, I have I'm ill.
A moral mission.
And I need everybody to wear a mask. Because stop being selfish. Because if I get it, I'm going to get really sick.
It gave people who didn't have a purpose.
Yes.
And that's dangerous because it was a dumb purpose.
It was stupid, useless.
It was a dumb purpose. Let me ask you this, though, because I know in your, I want to say close friend group, but I don't know if there's been some distance created. But would you say that they are as hardcore as they once were, or have they kind of relaxed and they no longer care about certain things that they once cared about?
Yeah, it's totally gone.
Really?
Totally gone. Wow. And now all I have is the articles that I send every now and again where I was right. I told you I was right.
About, well, everything, but really. Specifically.
I mean, it was crazy. Like, I remember fighting with my buddy who's a doctor and about the natural immunity and about vaccines and, lab leak, like just everything. And then I just go, I know more than you. I know more than you. And you're a doctor and I know more than you. How is that possible?
Yeah.
But it's just, you know,
it's upside down world.
They had, and in his defense too, it's like they have papers that they read that were given to them by pharmaceutical companies.
Sure.
And they go, well, I have the data right here. I'm right. You're wrong.
Right.
I ended up being right, you know, and I'm just some dumbass, but I still was right. And it was more trusting my gut and experience about how, you know, sick illnesses have worked across history.
Right.
Where there's usually some sort of natural immunity that occurs, at least for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously this is just going to be something that you're going to get once a year.
Yeah.
And the body will adapt to it. And, you know, you'll have a cold or a flu.
Yeah.
And people die of colds and the flu.
They sure do.
And this one will be no exception. It will. People are. It's an endemic now. That's been, you know,
just in the rotation now.
It's in the rotation. It's just going to be one of those things. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I get a kick out of being right, but also, you know, for example, when I had to go to that bachelor party in October
21,
it was kind of. Now, the guy whose bachelor party it was totally got my point. He didn't agree with me, but he's like, I understand where you're coming from. And if you don't want to do it, I'll tell somebody in his group demanded that everybody be vaccinated.
That's weird for a man to say. That's more of a feminine stance. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this was a lot of doctors that were in the group. So they were reading the pharmaceutical studies, and there was no reason why everybody should be vaccinated, because it works and it's effective against the virus, and you won't get it and you won't get sick and you won't transmit it if you only get the shot. So that's why they were demanding that I get this shot. Now, I explained that I had just had it like literally weeks before and survived it. And, you know, I'm probably immune to it, at least for a period of time. That wasn't good enough. And the guy whose bachelor party it was says, look, I get it. And if you really don't want to do it, I'll tell the person not to come. He chose me.
Really?
He chose me.
Well, that probably felt good.
It did, but then it made me feel like, well, he's making a sacrifice for me. I guess I should make some sort of sacrifice. And I really debated with myself. I thought about it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I ended up, I didn't want the freaking new one, the mRNA one. I knew I didn't want to get that Vector Willy. Didn't trust that one. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, it was stupid. I don't know. But I didn't want that one.
Stupid at all.
But at that time, they had the fake one, the Johnson & Johnson one that was
killing women.
Yes. And I was like, well, I'm not a woman, so I should be okay with this one. So I ended up getting that one. And that was everybody went. And I told that guy, I go, don't tell me ever who demanded that I get that shot because it's going to be an issue. And now I don't know how I would react now if I found out who it was.
You still don't know?
No.
You must have an inkling.
I have an inkling. I do. But also, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of like that I'm not sure because I know that that person who made that demand thought that they were doing the right thing. All the data they have seen showed that it was that they were doing the right thing.
Let me ask you this. Once you got the vaccine, was there... did they demand that they see proof? Or was it like in New Orleans, you had to show...
You had to show it. Okay. In New Orleans... Democrat-run city, you had to show your papers whenever you went into a bar.
So
I had to have my card with me.
Did it ever occur to you to possibly get a fake card? But I think that may have been like a federal crime, and it still is.
Okay. Yeah, I mean it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll throw you in jail for it, but I did think about that. I didn't know where to, you know, procure something like that, but I definitely did. Consider it. Mm. But I just figured I'll just get this fake one that doesn't work and it won't hurt me. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, we'll see down the line. I don't know. Maybe it will. And it ended up being okay as of right now. It was okay. I felt kind of sick for 3 hours and then I was fine.
Yeah.
So I did that and went on the bachelor party and hopefully that. And like I said, now all I have is my rightness. So I can be like, I know more than you.
Yeah, but here's the thing about time is that after a certain amount of time, they, you know, for example, let's use the lab leak deal that came out and said, the FBI said, you know, with low confidence, whatever, it probably came from a lab. And at this point, so much time has passed. Everyone's like, eh, whatever.
Yeah,
you know, so now it's like all of that commotion and the people that were screaming at the top of their lungs that it was from a wet market, that the vaccines were going to work. When all this comes out, they go, eh, whatever. It's like, oh, that's why they decide to wait and wait and wait, because when they release it, nobody cares anymore.
So there's a concept of the limited hangout too. I don't know if you ever heard that phrase or what it is, mm-mm. But it's where they'll let a little bit of truth out. And it will kind of
soften the blow
a little bit, but they won't let it all out either. So like, there's going to be no consequences for anybody who locked us down or who, you know, made us get these shots or
reprimanded people who were spreading conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Yeah. Like people who, were like discredited for being lunatics, but they ended up being right.
Yeah.
There's no like really retribution for them because they have their crowd. But there's the binary on the other side who is like, no, I still don't like that guy. Yeah. Even though he was right, I still don't like him. Jay Bhattacharya, like dudes like that. So, letting some information out. And then the people who are right get to take their victory lap, but that's about it. There is no real retribution or retaliation or, I don't know, just repercussions for those actions.
No, because you can be clamoring that you're right all along, but then the people that were screaming at you for being grandma killer are like, listen, it happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
Let bygones be bygones. Yeah. You're like, let bygones be bygones. You wanted me to lose my job and be
incarcerated.
Thrown in jail, all these sorts of things. So it's kind of funny how the timing works out.
Like I know. That. I know. It's so crazy. Mm. I can't believe it. But what a fun time.
Yeah. It was exciting. Like a hurricane is exciting a little bit, where especially when it's like, this is unprecedented, the wind gusts and speeds and da, 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 da. It's going to be a cat six. We've never seen the likeness of something like this. and you get kind of like weirdly excited. You're like, people are going to die. I got to move. I got to repark my car. You know, you get like weirdly, like not aroused, but it's like this, like you have this energy. You see every, and then when you see everybody, you know, at the Publix and the Winn-Dixie behind the waters, you're like, oh, it's the real deal. And then, you know, either it's, you know, nothing really happened, or it moves 2 hours south and then just decimates Fort Myers or something like that. And you just go, well, that's awkward because we prepared and you didn't, and then you got effed. So yeah. I'm so sorry that happened to you, but thanks to, what is that Indian chief, Tecumseh?
Tocobaga.
Thank chief you. Tocobaga. Yes, I learned about that this last year. I was unaware of this character, but thanks to him, where Tampa's been kept safe. So
kept safe, and hopefully that will continue into the future. Mm-hmm. It seemed to have gotten away scot-free, put a blessing on the land. So thank you, Chief Tocobaga.
Yes.
I know you got to get out of here pretty soon.
Want to talk about the cheese?
I want to talk about the cheese.
Yeah, that's all I know about this next story, folks, is the cheese.
So a woman set TikTok on fire, and this happened all because of a date. And I know that you are in a relationship now, as am I, and but we both did the Tinder and the Hinge and stuff like that, right?
We did, yeah.
And it was terrible. It was not
so bad.
Not great. Now, this woman, her name is Daphna. I believe her name is
Daphna.
She had an issue on a date. Yeah. Now I'm having a hard time because I hate her, but also there's part of me that kind of agrees with her.
Okay, hot take.
I hope you can hear this though.
Date. Why am I doing this to myself? So we scheduled to go to dinner. We are sitting at the restaurant. Seems very nice, not a catfish, things are going well, and the waitress comes over, she wants to take her order, and I said, okay, I'm going to take the branzino, and he said, I'm going to take the burger, and the waitress asked him, okay, how do you like your burger? He said, how he likes his burger, and do you want some cheese on your burger? And he asked, is this going to be extra? And she says, yes, it's $3 extra. And he said, okay, then never mind. Hang over there. And I'm like, what the actual f***? I'm like, okay, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat my branzino and see what happens. And he's like, oh, my God, you have to pay extra for everything these days. And I'm like, yeah, it's New York City. So I got my branzino. He got his burger. We were eating. And once I was satisfied, I got up. And I was like, I'm going to the restroom for a second. And I took my purse and I went to the waitress and I was like, hey, I just want to pay the bill. And I just paid the bill and walked out of the restaurant and I texted him. So I texted him, the check is taken care of. You should have gotten the cheese. And I blocked him.
Damn. So
that was not what I thought was going to
happen. What? Oh, that wasn't what you thought was going to happen.
That's an interest. That was a plot twist for me.
Okay, so obviously, I think the initial thought, at least that I had, was this chick is a B-I-T-C-H. However, upon retrospect, she's kind of right. What are your thoughts on it?
My initial thoughts are, does she think, like, she obviously doesn't like him because he's either cheap, poor, or both.
Right.
So in her mind, she's like, this guy is not very generous, but I think it more so it's that he's poor and he is, he won't be able to be a good provider to her. She's not attracted to that. So, I do appreciate the gesture of her going and paying the bill because that was unexpected.
Yeah.
Although I think that she could have paid the bill and like not done the rest of it. Like returned, had the date, said my treat, whatever, and then they part ways and she doesn't have to see him again. But to walk out and block the man, I think was a bit extreme.
Rude.
Sure. Definitely, but also like thank you for paying the bill. Like,
yeah. Yeah, not too shy. I don't know. I feel like, you know, first dates are kind of a tryout too, right? Like you're seeing if you could get along with this person. And when you let $3 kind of shun your decision making. I don't know. I feel like you just got to go. It's $3 extra. You go, geez Louise. All right. Well, I guess I'll take the cheese just to show that you're not going to.
You're not afraid to spend $3.
Yeah, you're not afraid to spend. And, you know, $3 is not going to break the bank necessarily either. Like, you might be like, geez, I'm not going back to this place.
Yeah. But
you don't want to look like you're a cheapskate when you're on a first date.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a bit extreme, but again, I am kind of shocked that she paid for the bill. I honestly thought she was just going to walk out, never return, and block him and do the, I don't want to say the typical female thing, but the woman that feels entitled, that men should pay, da da. So, you know, hats off to her for really taking the lead and paying for the bill, but also like you're still kind of a bitch.
Yeah, she didn't really maybe handle it very well. But I still think she might be right. I still don't know. I'm very torn with this.
Well, here's the thing. Like, she can be right, but she doesn't. It doesn't necessarily mean that she did the right thing in his reaction. As a reaction,
you can be right and be an ass.
Right. Like, she could be right to say, like, man, he's really making a comment over $3. But like, you know, there's people who have plenty of money, but they're just like, that's insane to spend $3 extra. Now, from his end, strategically speaking, you know, men should be aware by now that women like guys that have money. So even if you don't, maybe don't hint at clues that you might be poor or that you might be stingy or a combination of both, because women are not attracted to that.
Listen, let me give men out there some unsolicited advice too, as far as if you're on these apps. I know we have some younger men that listen to this show, a lot of older men too. I mean, and there's even some of those who are on the apps, which is insane. But don't do first date dinner. That is a mistake. Mm-hmm. Because first of all, you're going to spend more than what you want to spend on somebody you might not even like. You don't even really know what they look like. There's pictures, but you know, we've all been out on dates where they have pictures and you're like, you don't look like that. What happened? You look like you got stung by a bunch of bees. What happened to you?
Are you okay?
In your pictures, you look swollen.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
Right.
So there's that. Number one, you're trapped for at least the period of a meal, which if you go out is, I mean, an hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guys, just, I'm telling you, do a coffee shop meeting your first time. Number one, what I used to do, I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again because I think it is good advice. If you get there early, guys, and you get your drink, usually don't have to buy hers. That is a good move.
I don't think that's a good move.
I think it is.
Well, it's a good move financially. I don't think, here's the thing. And I listen to a lot of red pill stuff lately, which they talk about, you know, men reclaiming their traditional roles and women doing the same. And to the point where it's really not healthy how much I'm listening to this stuff, but nevertheless, I get it. I agree that the coffee date is good. I also think if you want something a bit more like sophisticated, going for a drink, just a drink. I think you should wait for the lady and then get it together. I get your drinks together. And what's the most you pay? $7.
Yeah, I get it. Well, here's what I would do. After I would kind of, they would go, oh, hey. And I'd be like, oh, let me get you a coffee. And then here's what they would always go. No. That's okay. I got it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, all right.
They're doing the dance too. You're dancing. Everyone's doing this fake dance.
I still look like a good guy.
I know. But
women
want you to really fight for that bill. Like, we don't want a guy to just be like, give up after one. You know, I got it. It's one of those.
No.
Money is no good here. That's the response we like.
Right. But yeah, and usually I wouldn't give up. I'd be like, no. Let me. No. Yeah. And they would go, no, please. I insist.
I insist.
I go, all right.
Yeah.
You know, this is the modern times. Ladies are. You know,
this is what I would give as a woman is what I would say is you're partially right. Don't invest in a big first date because, like you said, you may not even like the chick, and now you're 120 in the hole for someone that maybe you don't even like. Or maybe you do like, and then they never talk to you again. So yeah. I would suggest doing a less inexpensive date.
And coffee can be 20 minutes Or it can be 2 hours.
Sure. It's your call.
It's your call. So that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Is a coffee date. If they don't drink coffee, well, they have iced teas.
Yeah. They got lots of stuff. Or even a drink. Go get like a drink somewhere, you know, maybe a happy hour or something like that. I think is a good move.
I kind of skipped the inviting chicks out to bars the first time because I felt like that was like, what are you trying to get me drunk?
Oh, type of thing, no. Well, you know? I mean, maybe in this day and age, but
yeah. Well, if they would be like, well, I don't drink coffee. How about a drink? I'd be like, oh yeah, sure. That sounds great. I'd much prefer that anyways.
Yes. But. Yeah. A glass of wine. I would limit myself to two max.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I would just have one or none. I mean, I've met guys at bars before and had water, which maybe isn't the move either. Cause then it's like, why are you being a prude?
Yeah.
But, what I would say to guys is, and a lot of the red pill guys go, why should I pay for the date and be a traditional man when you're not a traditional woman? That's usually the argument they give. And I would say I don't want to say that they're wrong because they're right in that respect. But I would say when you say guys should pay, it's not when I say guys should pay on the first date. That doesn't come from a moral obligation. That comes from a strategic advantage.
Mm.
So you took the shower, you got ready, you drove over there. Why would you not do like the best you can to win this girl over? Unless you walk in, you see her, you're like, she's a heifer, I'm not paying, fine, no problem. But if you're trying to win this woman over and you're somewhat sexually attracted to her, do everything you can, within reason, obviously, of looking generous and spending that extra $7, $8, or $20. But make sure, like you said, you're not going on some big fancy dinner first date. Make it a coffee, make it a drink or two. And then that way, you know, you've displayed that you're generous, which all women like. All women like generous, you know, men who have money. So put that on display. And it doesn't mean that she's guaranteed to fall for you, but it's certainly not going to hurt your game. Like, it's never going to hurt your game to pay.
Yeah. So I gotta bring it, you know, bringing it back to the video. She was right. The mean girl was right.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
that's a tough pill to swallow.
The cheese. But. It is as a Jewish person. Well, yeah, you know, culturally, $3 for cheese is a lot.
It's a lot. That's
a lot for one slice. City.
I can't imagine trying to date in New York City.
Oh my God.
And what that is like. I looked at this girl's TikTok.
Yeah.
And I was annoyed.
Yeah.
Just by looking. In fact, let's pull it up and take a gander. Some of her other. What she does.
Happy
here.
International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Let's objectify ourselves. I like it. It's standard.
Let's add it in times. Here. How do I do it? There we go. Okay. There she is in bra and panties.
Yeah, because it's
Happy
for
International
women.
Women's Weekend.
Let's see where this goes. Is she going to do a little dance? Or is, I'm sure there's some cute music in the background of her just...
Never, ever be basic for nobody. Honey, shine bright. Let them burn.
No doubt, but it's just...
Yeah, she's okay.
She's certainly not ugly.
She looks pretty good there.
Well, that's filtered
out. Is that a filter?
Or yeah. Makeup, but it's just, it's obnoxious.
She's a little bit of a butterface, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's attractive.
I mean, she's
not super hot.
She's above average, but not like...
Stunning.
To be that mean... As yeah. she was in that video, like she's not quite there. In my opinion,
yeah.
You know, beauty's subjective.
Sure.
Yeah, she kind of looks like a Ukrainian aunt, a little bit.
With the babushka.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where she's from, but.
You know. Probably Italy or something like that. She certainly has an accent. I can't really place mm-hmm. it, though.
Yeah. Well, it's not as risque as I thought. It's
no, kinda, but
there's
it's
just that one video of International Women's Day, which is in a bra and panties.
I just don't understand the, I'm not just a piece of meat. And then it's like, here I am as a piece of meat.
Yeah.
But it's not, I'm not a piece of meat. I'm doing it for other women so that we can all embrace our bodies. That's the spin on it.
Dude, what is it going to be like when you can just look like this? Because VR, you know, AI and everything,
yeah.
You're going to have those glasses. So she's going to look like really is this, but she's going to look like this.
Yeah.
And that's how you're going to force to see people. Oh my God. And then there's like people who are trans are actually going to be that in the AI verse.
Yeah.
You're not going to know.
Yeah. Until, or maybe you
Woo!
Won't ever.
It's going to be weird times, man.
Can't
weird
wait.
Times. Strange times. Anna, thanks so much
Thank
for coming
you.
Down.
Thank
it
for
was
having
a
me.
Pleasure. That's the show, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you, Anna Hummel. Thank you, listening audience. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thanks. Tell a friend about it. Share it. HMBRadio.com, home_made_man, HMB Radio on Facebook. Have a good one. For Anna Hummel, my name's Will Coons. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.